Youth Express, we're back from the Convocation Center at California University of Pennsylvania. It's Bots IQ.
People can come down and see what the students have been working on all year. This is their chance. They get to show off what they did.
Tell me a little bit about your robot. What's your robot's name and what makes it special?
The robot is Trim 2.0. It was Trim last year, so this is the upgraded version. It's been very effective for being a rookie bot built in a garage as opposed to having a school sponsor, and it's made it farther. Placed second in prelims. It's doing better than our last robot.
What's going through your mind right now? What kind of preparation have you done?
We are just basically making sure all of our wiring is in place and our weapon is running, and we're just going to play the defensive and just go after it.
Shredder Instinct is now on its back. They're going to go in actually and free Shredder Instinct from on top of the Plum Burrow bot. It's just a massive collision. I don't know if there's any way Shredder Instinct can recover.
You know, if they lose, later on we have Rumble, so they can go and we can have four or five bots in the arena at a time where they go after each other. They can do grudge matches where they'll go after someone maybe they lost, or maybe the other team or their neighboring school.
Whoa, my goodness. Good gravy.
The smell of burnt rubber is in the air. The energy here is electric.
All right, Mike, you're an official here today. You're the head referee. I spoke to, I think this is a fantastic event, and one of the first things I noticed when I saw some of the hang-ups in there, the crowbar comes out, and it's a big crowd favorite.
Well, over the years, we started out, we didn't use crowbars or any kind of apparel to remove robots when they were stuck, and we started being a little safer in that regard and started using crowbars, and it's just grown from there.
Today is just a lot of fun.
Southwestern Pennsylvania Bots IQ, the smart sport. Learn more at botsiqpa.org.